Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you those keys to the door that will hopefully unlock your happiness. That's what I'm shooting for, to help you find your happiness, right? That's what we're shooting for here. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found the podcast. If there's something I can say or talk about to help you get through your daily life, then let me know. Go to the website, bepositivepodcast.com/your story. I'll talk about it. And I'll give you a shout out too. Just like Julie, Josh, and Jeremiah, the three J's in Macomb County, Michigan, sent me pictures from a snow festival, a snow and ice festival. Pretty awesome. And then I got a text from Josh in Richmond, Virginia. Is that the same Josh with Jeremiah and Julie? I think so. Richard Brent in Las Vegas listening on Podomatic. Hey, Richard, what's up? Thanks for popping in and saying hi. Ryan in Vermont. Greg came up with a term called a political atheist. I thought that was kind of a unique term. I wanted to share that with you. And Randy, another shout out to Randy. Everybody, thanks for listening to the show and taking the time to let me know. A lot of you are talking to me on the text line, 304-506-3332. I like seeing the pictures, hearing your stories, all that good stuff. It's great. Thanks for sharing. It makes my day. I love it. All right. What are we going to talk about today? One more thing. Grab some merchandise from the store, bepositivepodcast.com. Click on the merch tab. That helps me keep this show going. It costs money to keep this stuff going, but you know what? That's all right. If you don't, I'll still do it anyway. But I'd appreciate it. And grab the book, The Positive Perspective. It's doing very well on Amazon, or you can get it directly from my website, and you can also get a personalized copy there too. All right, enough blabbering. What am I going to talk about today? Well, first I want to read something that somebody said. They said, I wish you all the best, and I can't thank you enough for planting the seeds of positivity in our minds and drawing those smiles in our aching faces. That was great. I like that. That should be on a shirt or something. Also, Julie and Josh and Jeremiah wrote, hey, Nat, Julie here. My husband just recently turned me on to your podcast. I'm wondering if there's an episode where you can talk about how to turn work stress into positive thinking. So that's what this show's about, work stress and positive thinking. Well, where do I start with that? A lot of it comes down to you. Comes down to how you respond and react to things in your daily life and what you think about and what's bothering you. So if you're stressing at work, there could be a number of reasons. One of the reasons could be you hate your job. So you resent your job, you resent your boss. So you're going to try to find a way to make yourself miserable. And if you're stressing, maybe you're stressing because you're overwhelmed and you've got too much on your plate and you can't actually keep up with the tasks, but you don't want anybody to know it. Maybe that's the deal. Or maybe you think that you should be in a different position in life. You should be further along than you are in your career, and you're not, so you're stressing about it. So whatever the reason is that you're stressing at work, you have to get to the root of it. You have to figure out, why are you stressing at work? What is making you so stressed? Is it the job itself? Is it your reaction to the job? Is it something going on in your personal life that you can't talk about in your personal life, so you're stressing at work because you're keeping all that energy inside? There's so many things that could be stressing you out, but the one thing that I can guarantee and tell you for a fact that is stressing you out at work is you. Right? It's you. You're stressing out at work because of your reaction and response to certain things that are happening during the day or whatever it is. What is causing you to be stressed at work? What are you thinking about? Why are you stressed? It's your choice to feel an emotion, to act and respond a certain way. So if you want to feel angry, you want to feel happy, you want to feel joy, you want to feel stressed, all those feelings are created by you. They're created by your thoughts. So what are you thinking about when you're stressed? A way to get to the core of why you're stressing is to actually start analyzing what's in your mind. What are you thinking about as you're stressed out? Are you thinking about your bills that you can't afford to pay because your job doesn't pay you enough? Are you thinking about what's going on in the world, in the environment, and it's stressing you out and you don't know how to cope with it? Are you thinking about something in your relationship? Or are you thinking about how this person at work is driving you crazy and you're stressing about that? Well, you have to think about it. The actual statement that you said, Julie, is, I want you to talk about how to turn work stress into positive thinking. Well, it's also your stress. It's not the stress of work. It's how you react to it. I said that earlier. So what you have to do is actually think about, is it helping you, first of all? Is it something you can change or remedy or fix or do differently to get rid of the stress? And I always think about, okay, if I get stressed out or, you know, stress is such a generic term. If I get mad or upset or uncomfortable or something at work, I start thinking, do I like this feeling? Do I want to feel this way? Is there a reason I have to feel this way? And if all the answers to that are no, then I go, well, why am I feeling this way? And I start thinking about my thoughts and my thoughts creating my emotions and my feelings. And then I go, I can change that. And I do. Just by what you're thinking about. Just by, you know, oh, okay, so this person stressed me out. Why? Because they stressed me out before and I don't like them. Fine. Go inward and think about what's going on inside and stop stressing about what other people are doing. And if, you know, you have to get, like I said, you have to get to the core. You have to figure out what's bothering you the most at work and what can you change about what's bothering you at work, if anything. So, Julie, I don't know if that helped a lot. This is kind of a short one. I don't know if I'm going to keep talking a little bit because I really don't have a plan for today's show. I do have a couple other things I wanted to talk about. So let me wrap that up. Julie, think about what you're thinking about when you're stressed at work. And is it, you'll be able to pinpoint why you're stressed and the person, write it down, who it is, what it is, what the situation is, and then think about it. Is it worth stressing over? Does stress, I always get amazed at people who stress so hard and so long over things or worry so much over stuff that they can't change. And it holds them back. It's like, why are you doing that to yourself? You know, or worrying about what could happen. Why? It's wasting time. How about living in now, in the moment, being aware of what's going on around you right now? Because when you're stressing about the future or pissed off about the past, you're missing out on the present. Man, and life is great too. I'm telling you what. Something I wanted to talk about. Somebody talked to me about this in a text. And they didn't, they weren't happy with the way people were treating them. And, they felt uncomfortable being in public now and all this stuff. And so I think that comes down to the fear. How do you get past the fears in your life? Or how do you get to the point to where you can be who you are 100%? Well, you have to get rid of the fear of what other people think of you. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You being yourself, there's going to be people that love it, people that hate it, people that are jealous, people that are envious. It's all going to be there. But the one thing you need to focus on is what's making you happy, what brings you joy. And once you take that on, once you take on the fear of what other people think, if you let that get to you and start thinking you're afraid of what other people think, so I can't act this way, well, then you're no longer you. You're no longer living your life. You're living someone else's life. You're doing, living and breathing and acting and doing what someone else wants you to do. So it's really not you. And in order to get out of that, in order to get back to yourself, you have to expand your self-identity. You have to expand who you are in your mind and actually believe and love yourself enough to say, you know what? I'm a good person. I don't care what people think. I'm going to live my life because when my life is over and I'm at the end of it, I don't want to go, wow, I missed out on that. I wish I would have done that. It's so sad. It's so sad. But it's going to take backbone. It's going to take strength. It's going to take the ability to take rejection because the easiest way to take all these things is to think about when other people say something to you, when they talk to you, when they're mad or aggressive towards you, you have to remember that only people who are not happy with themselves are mean or aggressive or angry towards other people. They're taking it out on you because they're either jealous or they're intimidated or they wish that they could be themselves 100% like you are. So when you drop the fear of what other people think, it's freaking liberating. It is liberating. It changes who you are as a person. and you start really living and enjoying life, and it gives you more energy. It expands your mind into actually thinking things into reality. And you can do that by the thoughts and the energy that you put out there. You create your life. It's really that simple. And you can't just say, you know what, I'm going to be a millionaire tomorrow. And, well, I said it and I believed it. Well, if you really don't believe that, you have to actually make things believable in your mind in order to accomplish them. And one way to do that is to drop the fear of what other people think, okay? You don't need that in your life, and it doesn't serve you at all. So that's the show. That's all I got. A couple short topics in that one, wrapping it up together for this Friday. I'm hoping that you had a great week. I hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy. Julie, I don't know if I helped you with your work stress. Maybe I think the main thing is to think about what you're thinking about when you're stressed out, what's on your mind. And if you're too angry or whatever or stressed, jot it down somewhere so you can look at it later and go, wow, I was stressed, but I was thinking about this. And then see if that's a situation that you can correct or change in your life. Because chances are you can. You know why? Because you create your life. All right, Julie, Josh, Jeremiah, Richard, Brent, Ryan, Greg, Randy, I appreciate everybody on the text line sending emails. Commenting on stuff. I'm starting to do some YouTube videos of the podcast. If you want to see what I look like, it's kind of scary, man. I might destroy your illusions, but, here I am. Just putting it all out there for you. So hit up the YouTube channel, leave some comments, subscribe to it. And anywhere you can leave a comment, go ahead and do that. And please, when you, get the book and you read the book, put a review on Amazon. Tell them what you thought of the book. Honestly, whatever you think, good, bad, or indifferent. What? You don't have a book? Well, go to Amazon and get your book, or go get it from my website. You can grab it. All the links are down in the description below. So go ahead and hit me up for some stuff. I'll send you some goodies along with it. I don't just send a book. I send a couple of, if you get it from me, then I send you a couple extra little goodies that I don't sell. It's just a personal goodies that I have to give out to special people who support the show. And everybody around the world that I've been hearing from over the past, few months, it's starting to pick up in other countries now. I really appreciate you listening to the show, and send me pictures. I want to see pictures of where you're at. Go to the text line 304-506-3332. Let me know what I can do to help you get through your day. And if I haven't covered a topic that you want to hear about, tell me, man. Tell me. I'll talk about it. Usually I'll talk about it. I don't think I've missed very many people, but there is a lot of people to keep up with, and I appreciate it. Almost 700,000 of you. Oh man. That's great. That is great. That's it. That's the show. I hope you enjoyed it. Share the show. Share the podcast with your friends. Grab the book off of Amazon or my website. And remember, my name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.